你好 ，How are you? Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
It's great to be back with you.
很高兴又回到跟大家见面。
I'm so blessed. I do not know how to express my thankfulness for UCBC and your prayers. That have encouraged us in ministry for many years.
能够得到 UCBC 大家的鼓励，还有你们的祷告，这么多年来伴随着我的这个服事，真的我感到非常的蒙上帝的恩惠。
My heart has been drawn to the Chinese because when we worked with international students, these were most of the people that first came to our programs.
我的心永远都向着中国人，因为当我们开启了这个国际学生的这个节目的时候呢，首先都是一些华人学生来参加我们的项目。
I don't speak Chinese.
我本人不说国语。
I can say a few words.
我只会说几句。
But I have a wife that can cook real Chinese food.
但是我有一个太太会烧很好的中餐。
And so we have seen many people from China and other countries that have been reached with the message of Jesus.
所以借着神的保守，我们遇见了很多来自各地的这个国际留学生，并且呢受到上帝的祝福。
And we will use anything to attract students so that they will see Jesus Christ.
我们用各种各样的方式能够吸引来自各地的国际留学生把他们引向神。
Including many that come to our home for meals.
很多甚至通过来我们家就是为吃一顿美食。
And even this week, we had two Chinese families come to our home.
就这一周我们也有两个华人的家庭来到了我们家。
One came earlier this week with her children. She is from Tianjin, China, but now she lives in Japan.
其中有一家呢，华人家庭，他的儿子呢，他们家是从天津来的，但是这孩子呢，现在是在日本。
She never heard about Jesus till she came to Vancouver.
他在来到温哥华之前呢，从来没听到过有关耶稣基督的事情。
But she helped us to start.Our club here at UBC.
但是他却帮助我们在 UBC 建立了我们的这个俱乐部。
And she's so excited that I'm still involved.
他也很激动，就是说我到现在为止都还在参与这一项活动。
She's visiting Canada for 2 weeks.
他在经过两周以后又会再回到加拿大访问。
And she lives in Japan because she's married to a Japanese who also found Jesus here.
他跟一个日本人结婚了，这个日本人也是在温哥华期间认识的主。
And she and her family helped to start a church, and she said the church is growing.
他和他的家人呢，在日本当地呢，帮助建立了一个教会，并且呢，帮助教会不断的发展。
Yesterday, another student from former student that we met about 16 years ago in Kamloops, Tina from Beijing.
那么昨天呢，又来了一个访客，是我们16年前认识的，从北京来的，叫 Tina 的。
And we have been friends with her for 15 years.
我们已经认识到15年，在 Kamloops 的时候认识的。
She's not a Christian.
她当时并不是基督徒。
But she's heard the message many times.
但是她已经听到与相关的福音很多次。
And she saw the love that we had for her yesterday.
他昨天呢，看到了我们对他的爱。
So we use many free food, hospitality, clubs, friendship. These are all tools that God gives us.
所以我们用不同的方式，不管是饮食啊、美食啊，还是友谊，还是跟大家一起这个聚会，用不同的方式来吸引他们认识上帝。
And now I have to give away shirts.
现在我要给大家这个衣服。
Half an hour ago, I stopped with my Chinese accountant that lives close by, and he gave me 200 shirts.
就是半个小时之前我碰到了我中国的这个会计那边，他给了我200个这样的这个
I have to make sure that they fit people and they were nice. And so,
他希望把这个衣服能够给能穿得了的人。
He was an international student. Not international, but you're international student. You are, you represent them.
他代表国际学生，所以看看是不是合身。
And every one of these shirts has this, the gift from Hope to Offer this ministry and a John 3:16 here.
每一件这个衣服呢都带着一个卡，上面有这个约翰福音3:16的，就是奉献爱，奉献的。
So when we give these shirts to the international students or to the even to people on in Hastings, they have to be able to read this verse and then they can get the shirt.
我们当我们给这个衣服给不管是国际留学生还是在 Hastings 的任何人的时候，都先看上这卡上的这信息。好，那您拿到第二个。
At the end of the service, someone has to pray for these shirts that God will use them.
好，在我们讲完道以后，请大家能够为这些衣服祷告，希望上帝能够用这些衣服，能够把爱传给更多的人。
So if you want a shirt, then you can either give a small donation or.You can get one free if you promise to give it away to someone that comes from another country or to the poor people on Hastings Street.
如果您也想要这么一件衬衫的话呢，或者你可以给一些小小的奉献，或者呢是你能够答应您拿到这个衣服以后呢，能够给那些没有钱的人，或者是来自不同国家的人的人，同时把这个卡也分享给他们。
This is a reminder when you see him.And this shirt that you should pray for this outreach ministries.
所以这个衬衫呢，就是让我们能够记住我们在做给上帝传讲福音的时候一个用一个契机。
And you're allowed to give them away one of them if you agree to share it with someone like an international student or some poor person.
你可以免费拿到这个衬衫，只要您承诺，他可以给一个不管是国际留学生呀，还是比较穷困的人。
What can I say in 30 minutes?
在接下来的30分钟之内，我能讲些什么呢
？I have this next year, I will be celebrating 60 years of ministry where God turned my life around.
等到明年的时候呢，我就可以这个庆祝60年为上帝带领我的生活。
I decided to take one risk, one experience for one summer to share Jesus from Canada to Europe.
我决定呢，到时候我要冒个小风险，要把这个侍奉呢，从加拿大带到这个欧洲。
This was 60 years ago.
那是60年以前的事。
This year, next month, I will be turning 80.
下个月我就80岁了。
And every day, I seek to share Jesus wherever I go.
每一天我都寻找耶稣，跟随他。
Even if they don't speak my language.
即便我去的地方人们并不说我的这个语言。
I stopped at Tim Hortons.
我可能经过 Tim Hortons.
I met someone from India.
我碰到从印度来的人。
He speaks English.
他说英语。
But his first language is Punjabi from India.
但是他的母语是彭加比。
Instead of just drinking coffee, I shared 15 minutes with him.About my experience in India and how I got married in India, and I gave him the testimony of this man in this booklet, who I worked with for 3 years.
那么在和他一起喝咖啡的十五分钟呢，我除了喝咖啡以外呢，跟他分享了我是如何在印度侍奉主，并且在那里结了婚，并且分享了这本小册子。
His name is Raj.
这本小册子的作者叫 Raj，
means king，
他的意思是国王。
At the end of the conversation, he said, I want to listen to you speak. Next Sunday in Surrey, I'll be speaking at an Indian church.
因为我和他的对话呢，他邀请我下个星期天呢去素里给他们讲更多关于这方面的信息。
I told him to read this testimony.
我跟他说让他读这个小册子里面的这个见证。
So every day I pray that God will use me.
所以每天我都祷告上神能够用我。
I want to follow the outline so that I can finish on time.
我想要跟着我的这个大纲走，这样呢我能及时完成我的这个讲道。
I asked you the question.
那我现在要问大家一个问题。
Are you living the greatest mission?
你们是活着上帝是按照上帝的这个大使命活着吗
？What is the greatest mission？
什么是上帝的大使命
？What kind of life are you living？
你们活着什么样的生活呢
？What do you think about？ What do you dream about？
你们每天都想些什么？都梦想些什么
？Go back one slide, please, about that boat. Just go back.
再往前，go down or go back。Oh, okay, yeah, 就看那条船。
John Piper, a great pastor in the United States, wrote this book called Don't Waste Your Life.
John Piper, 一个美国的作者呢，写了这本书《不要浪费你的生命》。
This book really challenges us what we are doing with our lives.
这本书呢，挑战我们怎么样过我们的这一生。
Most people look forward to retirement.
很多人都很期待尽快的能够退休。
My wife doesn't know if I'm retired yet.
我太太就总是想我什么时候能够退休啊。
Because every day we are still busy by the grace of God.
因为每一天靠着上帝的怜悯我们都非常的忙。
But this boat that we just looked at is a story in this book about a couple that took early retirement.
刚才我们看到的那条船呢，就是这本书里面提到了有一对夫妻呢，他们很早的就退休了。
He was 59, she was 51.
这个先生呢是59岁，这个太太呢51岁。
They live in Florida.
他们是从佛罗里达。
They bought a boat.
他们在那里买了一条船。
A little cruise boat, and they play softball and they collect shells.
他们天天坐船呢，就是玩球啊，然后在海滩上捡贝壳。
This was their dream retirement.
这是他们梦想的退休生活。
Going on this boat.
每天上船。
Collect shells.
捡贝壳。
Play softball.
然后玩海滩球。
One day they will stand before Christ at the great day of judgment.
但是有那么一天，他们会面对耶稣在最终审判的那一日。
What will they say to Jesus?
到那一天，他们会对耶稣说什么呢
？Look at my shells.
看看我们收集的这些贝壳吧。
Look at my shells.
看看我们这一大堆贝壳。
And John Piper said that is a tragedy.
而这本书的作者 John Piper 说，那将是一个悲剧。
The next slide.
下一个幻灯片。
We were created for a purpose.
我们每一个人都为某一个使命而被造。
But are you wasting your life?
那么你有没有在浪费你的生命呢
？God wants us to pray and think and dream and plan and work, not to make much of ourselves, but to make much of Him in every part of our lives.
上帝呢希望我们不管是祷告还是生活都能够为着他而不是光为了生活。
I have tried to do that for 60 years.
我在过去的60年一直都是这样是尝试着这样去。
But before that,
但是在那之前
my dream was to be a successful farmer.
在那之前我的梦想是成为一个非常成功的农场主。
My father was a farmer.
我的父亲就是一个农场主。
He was successful, went from one pig to 1,000 pigs.
他非常的成功，从一个猪饲养到了1,000头猪。
We came from Holland.
我们是从荷兰来的。
Poor immigrants.
来的时候是很穷困。
But then I went to school.
对，然后我上了学。
Science was my best subject.
我很喜欢理科。
The teacher said you should be a scientist.
我的老师说你将来应该作为做一个科学家。
course, my focus was on girls too.
当然，我在那个年龄，我对姑娘也很感兴趣。
And then, of course, on Sunday, one day a week, I would worship God.
当然，在那时候，每周一次，我也会去敬拜上帝。
But this was not what God wanted.
但是这并不是上帝想要我做的。
He wanted me to go for His mission.
他想让我去为他做伟大的事情。
And so I don't know what's happening to the PowerPoint, but anyway, my point is that we need to, the mission of God is to glorify God.
那么上帝让我们做的最大的使命就是要荣耀他。
Wherever we live,
不管我们生活在哪里。
Whatever we do,
不管我们做什么。
We are to glorify Him.
都是为了要荣耀他。
You can do that in your work.
你可以在你上班的地方这样为他做。
My wife does it in her cooking.
我的太太通过她为大家做美食。
Opening our home to internationals.
我们将我们的家开放给国际学生。
I meet people in the swimming pool.
我在游泳池遇到不同的人。
And they are from Afghanistan.
他们是从阿富汗来的。
Which is a close country.
是一个非常封闭的国家。
They fled their country as refugees.
他们是作为难民来到这里。
They said to me, "You're the first white person that has said hello and tried to become our friend."
他对我说，你是第一个对我们说你好，并且做朋友的白人。
If you need to look at it, and then you can just you just look at the screen because we can't display it just in case you need to refer to the PowerPoint itself. Yeah.
Yeah. So, our greatest mission is to glorify God.
那么我们最大的使命就是要荣耀上帝。
But Jesus said if we glorify Him, like Jesus, it cost Him His life.
那么耶稣说要荣耀上帝就像耶稣一样是要付出生命的。
If you want to save your life, you will lose it, Jesus says.
耶稣说当你要救自己的时候你反而是要失去生命。
But if you lose your life for the gospel and for Jesus, you will save it.
但是如果你为了上帝的福音而牺牲自己生命的话，实际上你是会得着生命。
This is found in Mark chapter 8, verse 35.
这是马可福音第八章第二十四节。
Better to lose my life than to waste my life.
我宁可要牺牲我的生命，也不浪费它。
My hope today is that you will not waste your life.
我希望今天你们不会再。浪费自己的生命。
I hope today that you will join me on the greatest adventure of your life.
我希望你能够跟我一样加入最最大的这个使命的挑战。
For the greatest mission.
最伟大的使命。
With the greatest master.
最伟大的主。
And he gave us the greatest message.
他也给了我们最伟大的讯息。
And he gives us the greatest motivation.
他给我们最大的激励。
These are my four points.
这是最主要的四点。
If you grasp this, you'll be having the greatest adventure.
只要你有了这四点，你就有最好的冒险。
I didn't realize what would happen if I just give one summer to Jesus.
当我那一个夏天把自己奉献给主的时候，我没有意识到我接下来的生命将会有怎样的改变。
But it changed my life.
但是这真的是改变了我的一生。
So Jesus' passion was to glorify His Father, so our passion should be to glorify Jesus.
那么耶稣的激情就是要荣耀他的父，而我们的激情就应该是要荣耀我们的主。
Glorify Jesus.
荣耀耶稣。
What does it mean?
意味着什么呢？
The word glorify is used 400 times.
这荣耀这个词在圣经里用了四百多次。
The word exalt used 100 times.
而这个崇尚用了 how many times?
100.
啊，100次。
The word honor is used 200 times.
至尊用了200多次。
So to glorify, exalt, and honor is used in the Bible 700 times.
所以要加起来，不管是至尊还是荣耀，这些加起来一共700多次。
How many times I took international students to Banff and Jasper and to the Rocky Mountains and to Lake Louise, and I said, "This is the majesty of God. This is the glory of God. The heavens declare the glory of God."
很多次我带着国际学生去观访这个 Lake Louise, Jasper, 各种这些旅游胜地，然后我指着这些景观对他们说，这些就是上帝给我们的这个荣耀他名的见证。
When people ask me, why am I still working?
那么人就会说，如果这样的话，我干嘛还工作呢？
You seem to be very busy.
你似乎是很忙。
You're so active.
也很活跃。
Someone asked me a few weeks ago if I was 40 years old.
几个星期前有人问我说，您是不是40多岁呀？
I thought they were joking.
我以为他们是在跟我开玩笑。
But they were serious.
但是他们是认真的。
Most people think I'm 60.
很多人认为我是60多岁。
But why am I still doing this?
那我为什么到现在还在积极的
做这个？ Because God wants me to glorify him.
因为上帝让我去荣耀他。
This is the main focus on the Lord's prayer that Jesus gave us.
那么这也是上帝在这个主导文里头的主要信息。
Before we ask for ourselves, we need to glorify God. Hallowed be thy name. Thy will be done.
那么在我们为自己求之前，我们要先荣耀他，愿你的国降临，愿你的名在地上。
I realize most of my life has passed.
我意识到我这一生的大部分时间已经都过去了。
I realized how short my life was when my wife said she had cancer 2 years ago.
当两年前我太太跟我说她已经有这个癌症的时候，我意识到我在地球上的生命也不是。
I realize this almost every week as some of my friends are in heaven now.
每一周我都意识到很多我的一些朋友都已经升天了。
So what have I done for Jesus?
那么我为耶稣做了些什么呢？
He has done so much for me.
他为我做了那么多。
We sing those songs.
我们总唱那首歌。
From Genesis to Revelation, it's all about God's mission.
不管是从这个启示录一直到不管从这个创世纪一直到启示录，整个的这个信息都是讲的上帝的大使命。
If your mission is not God's mission, you are wasting your life.
如果你的使命不是上帝的使命，那你就在浪费你的生命。
And I don't want to go to heaven wasting my life.
而我不想再浪费了我的生命，以后再入主怀。
What is the greatest mission?
最大的使命是什么？
We shared it to glorify God.
我们已经说过了，是要荣耀上帝。
Second point.
第二点。
The greatest master.
最大的主。
If my master is Jesus.
如果我的主是耶稣。
Then I should be about the mission of Jesus.
那么我的使命就应该是要侍奉这个主。
He was always sharing his love with people.
耶稣一直都与人分享他的爱。
Your mission will determine your master.
你的使命就决定了谁是你的主。
Your master will determine your mission.
而同时你的主宰也会决定你的使命。
Two students from China.
两个从中国来的学生
They came to our club.
他们来参加我们的俱乐部
They introduced themselves.
他们自我介绍说
Then I said, what is your purpose in Canada?
我问他们你们来加拿大的目的是什么
One student said, I come to get rich.
一个学生说我要通过来这里变得更有钱
One student from Shanghai said, I come here to Canada to find God.
另一个从上海来的学生说我来加拿大为了能找到上帝
I don't know what happened to the first student.
我不知道第一个学生结果是怎么样
But I know the second student found God.
但我知道第二个学生他找到了上帝
His life was transformed.
他的生命有了改变
Is the Lord your master?
主是不是你的主宰呢
If he is, you want to obey him.
如果他是你就应该要遵从他的命
And that's why I went to get involved with international students.
这是为什么我参与了这个国际留学生的这个侍奉。
Some of these students will never hear about Jesus unless they meet someone like you.
这些学生可能永远都听不到有关福音的信息，除非他遇到像你我这样的人。
And who is Jesus?
那么谁是耶稣呢？
If he is God, he can use us even with the smallest gift or the smallest thing that we do.
如果他真的是上帝，他就能够用我们，哪怕通过最小的事情。
He will use these T-shirts.
他可以用刚才给出去的这个衬衫。
He will use the food that my wife cooks.
他可以用我太太做的这些美食。
There is no limit what he can do.
没有任何的局限，上帝可以使用任何的人。
You remember in the Bible, in the Old Testament, there's a story about the donkey.
还记得在圣经里头有一个上帝利用这个驴说话的事情。
What happened to that donkey?
那个驴怎么样呢？
God used it to speak to the prophet.
上帝用那头驴向这个先知说话。
You remember the little boy?
还记得那个小孩吗？在新约里。
He said, "Here is my lunch."
他说这里是我的午餐。
What did Jesus do?
那么耶稣怎样做的呢？
How many people got fed?
他通过这个小小的午餐喂饱了多少人呢？五千人。
I worked with a man in India.
我曾经和一个印度人一起工作。
In fact, this is his story.
这是这个小册子里就有他的故事。
This is his picture.
这是他的照片。
I have it on the PowerPoint somewhere.
PowerPoint.
So this is Bak Singh.
他名字叫 Bak Singh.
He was a Sikh who hated Christians.
他来自于 Sikh 的这个族类，他们是非常仇恨基督徒的。
In a mission school in India, he received a free Bible.
在这个印度的一个这个传播福音的这个学校里面，他拿到了一份这个圣经。
But he hated Christians.
但是当时他是恨基督徒。
So he burnt the Bible.
所以他把这个圣经就烧了。
He burnt the Bible.
他烧了，把圣经烧了。
But then he went to Canada.
然后他来到了加拿大。
As an international student.
作为一个国际留学生。
And he needed a place to live.
他需要找一个地方寄宿。
And some white person invited him to live in their home.
那么有一个白人家庭就邀请他住到他们家。
And they gave him another Bible.
又给了他一本圣经。
This time he could not stop reading.
而这一次呢，他停不下来，一直在阅读。
Three times, four times, five times, read the Bible from cover to cover.
他三次、四次、五次的把这个圣经从头读到尾。
He was baptized in Vancouver.
他在温哥华受洗。
He went back to India.
然后回到了印度。
Not for his agricultural degree.
他虽然是拿的是这个农业这个学位，但
to share the message of Jesus.
但是他回到印度以后就开始传扬耶稣的福音。
He went through many hardships.
他经历了很多的这个困难。
But he started more than 1,000 churches.
但是他建立了1,000多个教会。
When he did my wedding, my marriage was performed by this man.
他其实是主持了我的这个婚礼，在印度。
54 years ago.
是54年前。
54 years ago.
54年前。
Just a small group, 2,000 people come.
当时有2,000多人来了，还算是一个小众。在印度来说，2,000多算是个小的会众。
Not because of us, but because we were married by a famous pastor.
不是因为我跟我太太，而是因为我们是被这个很有名的这个牧师主持的这个婚礼。
Thank you, God is all working.
他的这个照片。
And this, when he died, they couldn't use the church because it was too small. They used the soccer stadium of Hyderabad, 200,000 people.
当他过世的时候。他的这个葬礼呢，就不能用都不能用这个教堂来的，需要一个这个足球场，因为当时来了20多万人。
The question.
那问题是
What would have happened if no one had talked to him about Jesus? If no one had invited him to their home?
如果当初没有人跟他提过耶稣，也没有人邀请他去
家里住，会结果会是怎样呢
？But someone did.
但是有人邀请了他。
And he became one of the greatest evangelists in India.
而使他成为了在印度最伟大的这个传道士。
I'm so glad that someone did because I worked with this man for 3 years.
我真的很高兴有人这么做了，因为我与他在印度共事了三年。
Who knows what can happen if you give your lunch to Jesus?
谁能知道呢？当你把自己的这个午餐给耶稣的时候，他能把它转换成怎样的结果呢？
That brings us to the third point.
那么这就让我们来到了第三点。
The greatest master can use you.
我们伟大的主是可以用我们在座的每一位。
But he has given us the greatest message.
同时他也给了我们最伟大的讯息。
Jesus told us to go into all the world.
耶稣让我们把福音传到世界各地。
We have to be the hands of Jesus, the feet of Jesus, the eyes of Jesus, the ears of Jesus, and the voice of Jesus.
我们需要成为耶稣的手、脚、眼睛和耳朵，为他传扬他的福音。
We have to be the tears of Jesus, because Jesus is weeping for this world.
我们甚至要成为他的眼泪，因为耶稣也在为这个世界而哭泣。
God does not just send pastors and missionaries; He sends every one of us.
上帝并不只派遣他的这个牧师或者是神职人员，他其实际上是要派遣我们在座的每一位。
God is a sending God.
上帝是派遣的神。
The whole Bible sent is used 800 times.
在整个圣经里面，差遣用了800多次。
God says to Isaiah 6 verse 8, "Who shall I send? Who will go for us?"
在以赛亚八章中，上帝也说，我当差遣谁呢？谁能去呢？
In John 1:6, God says there was a man sent from God, and his name was John.
在约翰福音1:6中说，有一个人是从神那里差来的，名叫约翰。
In John's Gospel, sent is used over 80 times, 60 times.
在约翰福音里面，差遣这个词用了60多次。
So if our God is a sending God, then the church is a sending church.
如果我们的神是差遣的神，那我们的教会就是差遣的教会。
If we're not a sending church, we're a dying church.
如果我们不是一个被差遣的教会，那我们就是一个濒临死亡的教会。
And you helped us to go to Asia 2 times.
而正是我们的这个教会也帮助了我们去这个亚洲行使我们的这个。
You sent us.
是你们差遣了我们。
There was a picture there of our home with a few different people there.
这接下来有一张照片是。
Next picture.
下一页可能是一照片，这是我们家里面。
Come to my home in Port Coquitlam.
也欢迎大家到我们家，在 Port Coquitlam 家。
There's my wife with the white hair.
那个白头发的就是我太太。
And the people on the left are people from Bangladesh.
在左边的这个就是孟加拉的，来自孟加拉的一些学生。
And from Japan.
日本。
And from India.
还有印度。
But the people from Bangladesh are Muslims.
那些孟加拉来的人，他们是穆斯林人。
And they came to.The guy on the left, they came to his graduation.
这个他们都是来参加这个左边这个人的这个毕业典礼。
They came twice to our home.
他们两次来到我们家。
First for an Indian dinner.
第一次是来吃印度餐。
And then a Middle Eastern dinner because they have lived in the Middle East.
然后是中东的这个饮食，因为他们在中东也住过两年。
They went to church. They've heard the gospel.
他们去过教会，也听到过福音。
These pictures were back in May.
这是五月份照的照片。
They went back to Bangladesh in June.
他们六月份回到孟加拉。
And the father, the older man, the father with the glasses, he was killed 2 days later in a car crash in Bangladesh.
那个戴眼镜的那个是这个年轻人的父亲，他回到孟加拉两天以后就在一次车祸中去世了。
Gone.
没有了。
We don't know if he went to heaven.
我们不知道他们是不是有入主怀。
But we did share the message of Christ.
但是我们确实有与他分享了关于耶稣。
He's very open to coming. He's still in Canada, working here. He's open to knowing more about following God.
但是这个儿子呢，他是比较愿意接受，他也很想回到加拿大，能够找到工作。
There's the ladies group on the right.
右边这张照片呢是个妇女的这个团契。
Most of the older ladies are Christian, except the one in the red sweater. She's from Iran. She's not a Christian.
大部分的这些女士呢都是基督徒，但是这个穿红衣服的这个人呢，她是伊朗来，她不是。
They come every week.
她们每周都来。
There's a Japanese girl sitting beside my wife.
我太太旁边坐着一个日本女人。
She's teaching them a Japanese craft.
她在教他们做日本的手工。
These are called tamari balls.
这是做的日本的这个球，一种球。
The girl from Japan is not a Christian.
这个从日本来的这位女士呢，她也不是基督徒。
She's going back home in October.
她八月份呢，十月份呢要回日本。
But she's going to church.
但是她也来教会。
She has a Japanese Bible.
他有一个日文的圣经。
It's the first time she's considering following Jesus.
他第一次考虑是否要跟随主耶稣。
You know what she calls my wife's sewing room?
你知道他叫我这个我太太的这个工作室是什么？
She said, "This is my dream house, my dream room."
他说这是我一直梦想的这么一间房间。
This is how we spread the gospel.
那这也正是我们通过这种方式来传播神的这个福音。
Through friendship, through relationships.
通过友谊，通过这个交朋友。
We have one more point.
还有最后一点。
The greatest motivation.
最大的激励。
When we were married 50 years.
当我们结婚40年以后。
That was 3 years ago, just 4 years, 3 years ago.
差不多三四年之前。
I gave my wife 50 roses.
我给了我太太50朵玫瑰。
50 roses!
50朵玫瑰。
I am like Chinese, I am Dutch. That costs a lot of money.
我不是中国人，我是这个德国的这个后裔，这对我来说是花了很大的一笔钱。
But it's only one rose per year, so it's not too bad.
但是你想一想吧，就差不多一年一朵玫瑰，也不是那么。
She was very surprised.
他非常的吃惊。
But what have I said to her? She said, "Why did you do this?"
他问我你为什么要这么做。
What have I said? Oh, it's my duty. It's my duty. I just, it's my duty.
Is that what you said?
No.
Oh, okay.
What have I said? That?
Okay. 他说如果我回答说这是我应该做的，会怎么样
？She would probably reply, "Keep your roses."
他可能就会说，那你自己留着吧。
We cannot serve Christ just with duty.
所以我们在侍奉主耶稣的时候，不能只是做，就是因为这是我们的职责，我们才去做。
What have I said to her? I give you these roses because I love you so much.
但是如果我要对她说，我之所以给你这五十朵玫瑰，是因为我这么的爱你。
You've helped me succeed, be successful for 50 years.
是你帮助我在我过去的这五十年里这么成功。
You sacrifice your life for Jesus.
你为主耶稣牺牲了自己的生命。
I just love you so much.
我就非常的爱你。
And maybe I should even take you out for dinner.
然后可能我还应该请你出去吃一顿晚餐。
Now I'm getting romantic.
这我才能有一些罗曼蒂克的这种感觉。
Because that's what coming from my heart.
因为这是从我心里内心发出的。
So now I'm coming to the greatest motivation.
那么现在让我们来看最伟大的激励。
What is that motivation?
这是什么样的一种激励呢？
It's the love that Christ had on the cross.
这是耶稣在十架上展示的那个大爱。
He came because it says, "For God so loved the world."
他来到这世上，就是说因为上帝爱如此的爱世界。
It's not my love.
不是我的爱。
We read 1 John chapter 4, verse 9 and 10.
我们在约翰福音第四章第六节中说。
How do we know God showed his love among us? He sent his one and only son that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us.
是那个约翰一书第四章。Hold on. 1 John what? 4?
1 John 4, 9 to 10.
Okay.约翰一书第四章第九节到第十节说，神差他的独生子到世间来，使我们借着他得生。神爱我们的心， 在此就显明了，不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。
What is true love?
什么是真正的爱？
My love for Christ is not enough.
我们对耶稣的爱是不够的。
Remember Peter's love?
还记得彼得对主的爱吗？
Peter's love for Jesus failed in the hour of trial.
但是他在遇到试炼的时候，他没能站得稳。
But when we have God's love in us,
但是当我们有主的爱与我们同在的时候
，then we were willing to do anything.
那我们就能够也愿意为他做任何的事情。
To give anything.
能够舍弃所有的一切。
Because our love is not good enough.
因为我们自己的爱是不够的。
We are human.
我们只是人。
We are so limited.
我们有我们的局限性。
We have so many temptations.
我们有那么多的试炼。
We're so weak.
有软弱。
But when we have God's love in us,
但当我们有主的爱在我们里面的时候，
We are willing to go anywhere.
我们愿意他差遣我们去任何地方。这首诗歌
gives us the motivation when we look at the cross.
给我们，当我们凝视这个十字架的时候，给我们一定的激励。
Everything we have, my richest gain, I count by loss.
所有的东西，当我们看到这些的时候，我们都能够从这个十字架上得到这个鼓励。
Look at the last verse, where the whole realm of nature mine, where a present far too small, love so amazing, so divine.Demands my soul, my life, my all.
看看那最后一段，他说：“若我拥有整个大地，那也远不足以报答这恩赐。如此神奇、神圣的爱，要求我献上我的灵魂、生命与一切。”
The kind of love that a mother has when she has her small child in a house that is burning with fire, she will risk her life to rescue that child.
这是一个什么样的爱呢？这是一个当一间房子被燃烧的时候，一个母亲奋不顾身的要冲到那燃烧的屋子里面去救她的孩子的那种大爱。
What is my last slide?
最后一个幻灯片。
This is in Thailand.
这是在泰国照的。
Last year we were there. 3 years ago we were there.
去年和三年前我们去了泰国。
The tall man beside my wife is a senior pastor of a Chinese church in Vancouver.
在我太太旁边站的这个高个呢，是温哥华的一个华人教会的主牧师。
And he came to help me with a border seminar for the poor people from Laos. The Khmer people from Laos are the very lowest people in the country and very poor and very persecuted.
他在那里呢，帮助我从这个老挝那边，聚集那些最底层的贫困的人们。
They travel for 2 days.
他们需要就是旅行2天的时间。
These are pastors that of churches that are being persecuted.
这些人呢，都是在当地的教会里面受到逼迫的这个神职人员。
They cross the border.To listen to God's word.
他们会需要越过边境来到泰国呢，来听上帝的这个话语。
And at that conference, the first one conference, this couple were there.
在我们开的第一个大会里面呢，这一对夫妻是参加了的。
In the second conference last year, the man was not there.
在我们去年的那个大会里面，这个男的就已经没有不能参加。
But his wife was there.
但是他的太太有在。
What happened?
发生了什么呢?
He is a very successful pastor, seeing many people come to Jesus and helping Christians in Laos.
他是一个在老挝非常成功的牧师，带领了很多人信主。
And the people warned him to stop his activities.
但是当时有人就是警告他说你不要再继续这样做这个福音的工作了。
But he would not stop.
但是他没有停下来。
Two motorcycles came a year ago in July. 1 year ago in July, two motorcycles with two guys hooded on their faces with guns, and they shot him 7 times.
那么在一年前的七月份呢，两个骑摩托车的戴着头罩的人呢，就是向他开枪，开了7枪。
This is the price he paid for following Christ. in Laos.
这是他为了就是跟随主在这个老挝所经历的。
His wife was there.
他的太太就在他身边。
She has decided to follow her husband and take his place.
他太太决定呢，从此就跟随他前夫的这个使命。
This is the suffering that sometimes it takes because the gospel is growing so much in Laos.
因为在老挝呢，这个福音传得很快，所以这但是呢，代价也是很大。
And they want me to come back.
他们希望我能够回去。
They are so honored. They're so honored that me with my age and my wife could go there and show them that we love them and we care enough to come all the way from Canada.
他们觉得非常荣幸，在我这么一个年龄还能够和太太一起去那边，跟他们一起分享神的这个爱。
They want us to come back.
他们希望我们能回去。
I don't know what to do.
我不知道我该如何做。
3 years ago, when you sent the large gift for us,
但是我知道，3年前你们的这个教会有给我们礼物。
You helped us to finance the seminar and to bless thousands of people in Laos.
当时你们也帮助我们，资助了我们去这个当地的这个旅行，能够把福音传到老挝这样的国家。
Last year we went back.
去年我们又回去了。
We met this precious woman who's now serving Christ.
我们见到了这位女士，现在正服侍主。
Without her husband.
没有了她的丈夫。
And we want to go back.
我们还想回去。
I don't know if my wife can go because of her health.
我不知道我太太现在的这个身体状况是否还能去。
But I'm willing to go.
但是我愿意去。
Even though, and I've been invited in November, but the senior pastor that went with us.From that church, he wants to go again, so we might be going in the early spring of February or January, February or March next year.
虽然说是去年十一月份我们就受到邀请了，跟着这个之前的那个牧师一起，但是我估计我们可能要到明年的春天或者年初的时候能够再去。
What will happen?
会发生什么呢
？Yes, we could get some disease.
也许我们去那的时候会染上疾病。
We could die.
也可能会死去。
But we do it if it's God's for God's glory, then He will be glorified, and it doesn't matter what happens to us.
但是只要我们能够荣耀上帝，只要他能够被荣耀，我们愿意付出我们的一切。
I want to be faithful to God till the very end.
我希望到直到我生命的最后，我都还能忠于我的主。
I want to thank this church for helping.
我也感谢这个教会给予我们的帮助。
You have blessed people in India, in Laos, and these countries because of your gifts to us.
因为你们的这个礼物和这个慷慨的这个奉献，带给了印度和老挝。
So keep praying.And if one or two of you want to go with us on our next trip to Thailand and to India, let me know, because then it would be great for you to see this work with your own eyes.
希望大家能够继续为我们祷告。那么你们当中如果有一位、两位愿意跟我们一块儿去的话，一块儿去看见证老挝和在印度的这个施工的发展，我也可以带你们，也欢迎你们。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord, thank you for this time together, this church that has supported us and prayed for us, and thank you that you have given us the greatest mission, because the mission is not about us, but is about God Himself and Jesus, who was on the greatest mission to die for us and to provide salvation for everyone in the world. And so we pray that you will give us the courage.To stand for you, even as we see this couple with the greatest motivation, is to sacrifice their love, their life for Jesus, because He gave His life for them. Help us to be faithful to you. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
主啊，我们感谢你，让我们在这里又一次聚集。感谢主，感谢这个教会为我们的祷告，也感谢你派遣我们最伟大的使命。通过我们刚才讲到的这一对夫妻，他们的奉献，用他们的生命捍卫了这个上帝的这个使命。求主你能够 继续的勉励我们，让我们继续做您的这个使命。啊，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。
God's people said, Amen.
Amen. Amen.